And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. Thank you.
given us the power to speak and see a thing.
I can do.
I
believe you said it in your word. And that settles it in the earth.
I believe your word is true.
I believe so much I can do. Come on, let's take it up.
Remember when he saved my life? Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same.
Plans. But God said, everything alright. Said I'm the way, God, I'm the truth and the life. Are you ready? Lying man, are you ready? Drunkard, are you ready? Liar, are you ready?
Wait a minute.
You see, the Lord been good to me, and I'm glad about it. I remember when I didn't know nothing about him. I went down on my knees and I talked to him. Yes, I did. One thing he did for me, he set me free. Yes, he did. He rolled all my sins away. But you know, since then, you know what? I go any place that he wants me to go. Do anything that he wants me to do. Say anything that he wants me to say. Pray any prayer that he wants me to pray. Something I want to ask you. New York, are you ready? Chicago, are you ready? Nashville, you should be ready. Everybody, the whole world, yeah. Get ready, y'all. Are you ready?
You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm radio host Patricia Waterbury. I hope you are having a great day. Now back to more gospel music.
And mercy will follow me.
peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace that I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy. I found a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Tell me,
I want Jesus, my
heart. Hey, you said he's all healed in the middle of the week. Well, John talked about him. Give him the book of the seven seals. Hey, some call him, he rose up every day. I call him the Prince of Peace.
Everybody let rock, call him Peter.
Lily of the Valley.
I'm
calling the rock.
the lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. Somebody said, long as I got, can't see them. I don't need nobody else. Yeah. Yeah. When you say that name, when you say that name, it's sweeter than a honeycomb. Is there anybody that knows the name I'm talking about? There are a lot of great names. I've heard of a man named Abe Lincoln. I've heard of a woman named Harriet Tubman. Thank God for our first president, George Washington. I've heard of Oprah, Tyler Perry, Kanye West. I've heard great places, the Alpha Tower. Oh my God, they got the Taj Mahal. But there is no name. There is no name that's greater. I know a lot of great things. I know a lot of great things. But there is a great name. Ooh. Look at your neighbor, there ain't nobody greater. I tried my mama's name. I tried my daddy's name. I tried Bill's name. I tried a lot of things that has a name. But there is no name that is greater. There is no name whereby we could be saved. If you're watching, I tell you to give that name a great praise.
Jesus did. Better in store for you. Come on, boy.
God has so
many great things
in store for
him
to see.
Many great
things in store for
him. God has so
many great
things in store for
him
to see.
Many great things in store.
Yeah! Make Somebody want to be there.
NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music is
the people's station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm radio host Patricia Waterbury. I hope you are having a great day. Now back to more gospel music.
A new beginning.
blues. Play on, play on, play on. Play on, play on, play on, yeah. Ooh, it's something about this that makes me dance. Something about this that makes me clap my hands. Ooh.
You're the reason why I smile in the middle of the storm.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You're the reason why I dance even when it's raining.
Yeah, you're the reason I don't
fear.
No hurt or harm.
how many need the Lord? Come on, don't fool me, how many really need the Lord? Well, if you know you need the Lord, just stop by and see about you. Lift up those sanctified hands down in those valley places. And with everything inside of you, I want you to scream out, Jesus, stop by and see about me.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come see about me. Come see about me. I know I'm not worthy, but I'm asking you right now, stop by and meet my need.
Now come on with uplifted hands, say I need you, Lord.
Come see about me.
Lord, come see about me.
Not a cliche. Holiness, holiness, it's what you want for me, for me, for me, for me. Take my heart.
No, no, no. I want to get to this. Is this.
Brokenness, brokenness.
Yes,
Lord, that's what I long for. That brokenness is what I need. Brokenness, brokenness.
The spirit of pride hates that verse.
You told me to come to you with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Take my heart, take my heart. Take my mind, transform it.
This is my prayer.
Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours, oh Lord.
Yes,
yes. Yeah!
Yeah.
My heart.
So a holiness, holiness, is what I long for, Lord.
Holiness is what we need. That's what we need, yeah.
Jesus, holiness,
yeah.
That's what you want for me.
For me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Somebody praise God real quick here. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Glory.
You gotta sing another song.
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm radio host Patricia Waterbury. I hope you are having a great day. Now back to more gospel music.
Ooh, oh, there's a name that we call a man or a woman, yeah, who on Sunday morning can praise the Lord, well, and speak in unknown tongues. Like a sailor, they can speak in tongues, but they can't speak to their neighbor. We'll call them a Sunday Christian. Listen, you got preachers in the pulpit, well, that'll preach up a sweat all day. They'll preach a good sermon, one you won't forget. But later on in the weekday, like everything's alright, you might find that same preacher with someone else's wife, and we'll call him a Trustee, a lady author. But if you are too fake in the eyes of God, this is something that you may be called on
Sunday Christian.
I'm here to talk about
Sunday Christian.
Sunday Christian. My mama would say,
Sunday Christian.
Be what you
living this life. You're living the blessed life, right? You're giving him praise for it. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Angie, come on now.
Every day.
Every day.
Talking to tonight.
Watch him turn it
for your good. He's not done with what he started. Cause he's not done until it's good. So hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon.
If you're ready for a breakthrough, you can open up and just reach me. Cause what he's pouring out is nothing you've ever seen.
Somebody lift those hands
tonight.
I need you to speak it over your own life tonight.
It's a new rise.
It's a new rise.
It's a new rise.
It's a new day for you, yeah.
Future, you are.
You know, Exodus chapter 14 captures God's people on the verge of a new horizon. They've made their exodus out of Egypt. 400 years of generational captivity and bondage. They can see the land flowing with milk and honey. They can see a season where they transition from not enough to more than enough. They can see the season where they reap the harvest of joy for the seed of tears. But there's something between them and their new horizon. It's something called the Red Sea. The Red Sea's in front of them, but also their past that doesn't want to let them go. The Egyptians are behind them. They feel trapped. But if God is the God of the exit, we're never trapped. Even if there isn't a way, He'll make one. And many remember this story by God causing the wind to blow and part the Red Sea so that they could walk into their new horizon and say hello to this new season in their life. But I saw something in the text I want to share and make a prophetic announcement to you in here tonight. And that is, before God gave them their hello, He gave them a goodbye. As they stood on the edge of the Red Sea, Moses told the Israelites, "Stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. For the enemy you see today, you will see no more." And I came to tell somebody tonight, this is not just your season of hello, it's your season of goodbye. So hello peace, hello peace, hello joy. Goodbye, fear. It's a new horizon. So goodbye, fear. Can you take 30 seconds and begin to give an exit to depression, to sickness, to whatever's been bothering you? Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Somebody say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. It's a new horizon. So goodbye, shame. Goodbye, fear. Oh, oh, oh. Goodbye, hate. Oh, it's a new horizon. I'm letting it go tonight. So goodbye, fear. Goodbye, shame. Goodbye, hate. It's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. I'm gonna speak that over your life. Prophesy. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy,
So, Father, we thank you that something new is springing up. And we say goodbye to the thing that's been holding us for so long. And I thank you that tonight, what was above me is now under me. And what used to put a cap on me is now the thing I walk on. It's now the thing I have victory on. I thank you that what used to hold me can't hold me anymore. What used to make me struggle won't make me struggle anymore. That it is a new horizon. I decree and declare I'm not waiting for tomorrow, but tonight is my night. And it is a new horizon for me, for my family, for my children. Now time, hello, peace, hello, joy, hello, love, hello, strength, hello, hope. Some of you need to reintroduce yourself. It's been a long time. Hello, peace. Reintroduce yourself. You haven't seen it in a long time, so hello, strength, hello, hope. I haven't seen you in a long time, so hello, peace, hello, joy, hello, love, hello, joy, hello, hope, it's a new life. If you believe it for real, open up your mouth and praise Him for it. Praise Him like you're not waiting for it. Praise it like it's here now. I said, don't praise Him like you're waiting for it. Wake up, 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 wake up. It's here, it's here, it's here. Open your eyes. What was before you ain't before you anymore. Wake up. Fear is not your future. Sickness won't be your story. Heartbreak is not your home. Death is not here. God is giving you a new normal. Who am I talking to? God is giving you a new normal. You're not your mama. You're not your father. Just because they died from it doesn't mean you have to die from it. Just because they struggled with it all their life doesn't mean you have to struggle with it. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. I'm not going to be sad all my life. I'm not battling with depression all my life. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. There is hope, there is joy, there is love, there is healing. When the Spirit of the Lord is. And you're here, you're here, you're here
We've been waiting all night. You're here.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
I want every blood clot trophy of grace just to worship with me right quick. At the end of the day, we all bleed red, whether you're black or white. We're all precious in his sight. I want everybody to dip those hands right there. Come on. This song is just talking about grace is real. Only but by the grace of God are we saved. No matter the color of your skin, you are a winner. Because grace is real. Choir, I need you to help me right here. Come on, what is the highest grace? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Can you lift your voice with us and say it? What you got to say? The grace of God. The blood of Jesus. Come on, choir. Hallelujah. Grace. Come on, Chris.
Man with the color. Color of the skin, we were always born, born to win. Brother, brother, let's all take a stand. The injustice going on, let's join hand in hand. We will fight for what is right.
Is red. How many of y'all know grace is red? Come on.
Grace is red. Grace is red.
We will fight.
We will fight.
Freedom rings.
Come on, lift your voice one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the highest praise? Come on, sing it. Grace is red. Come on. Grace is red. We got one more word. Never stop dreaming. Come on.
Never stop dreaming. And never stop believing. Destiny is awaiting you. Sister, sister. Mother, don't you give up. You shall rise above it all.
Come on.
We will fight, fight for what is right. Deep in our hearts.
Come on.
Love, peace inside. We shall overcome and walk as one.
Number one. We need peace.
God, we want peace.
From the north to the east. To the south,
because grace is red.
The White House,
thank you, Jesus.
You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Raleigh, North Carolina, and radio host, Patricia Waterbury, playing all of your favorite hits. And now, I don't know about you, but I am ready for the man of God, who is a preacher, a teacher, and a giver. Now without further ado, let's welcome back the Honorable Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson. Welcome.
Well, good morning to you. God bless, and to God be all the glory. I tell you, he is worthy. He is a good God. Somebody ought to say, yes, he is. I don't care what it looked like right now in your situation. You need to shout out, yes, he is a good God. I'm telling you, his grace and mercy endures. Amen. Through all generations. I'm telling you, the enemy is out there on the prowl, and the church is standing back on the sideline watching the game instead of being out on the field, on the front line, amen, on the front line tackling, that's right, blocking in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning to you. Today we're going to John, the 17th chapter, John, the 17th chapter, and the 4th verse, New Testament, John 17th chapter, and the 4th verse. Just join me in the spirit of worship. Get worship on your mind. Turn off all that other stuff. Get them distractions. Go in your quiet place and get somebody who won't normally hear the word of God. Just stand somewhere near them. Amen. And they ain't got no choice but to hear it. Amen. Let your light shine so men will see the good works and glorify our Father who art in heaven. Lord, we thank you. Pray with me, our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the Son, our Lord, of our God. Lord, we come now in the name of Jesus, humbly submitting ourselves to the mercies of God. And we thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, for your anointing. We pray for your healing power. We pray for your touch right now in the name of Jesus. Bless us, Lord, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. I speak life into, amen, the situations right now. Amen. Your word said, Lord, that we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. There's more work to do and for us to go on and declare the works that you have assigned us to do with our purpose. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We speak in life through the situation. I don't care what the machines show. I don't care what the situation look like. Speak in life right now. Angels of Almighty God, go in the hospitals, go in the houses, go in nursing home. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver. Hallelujah. set the captives free and bring them up. Rise them, raise them up off of that bed of affliction, that they be sick with those symptoms no more. I declare and I decree it. Somebody out there touch and agree with me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, our God is able. And Lord, I thank you. You showed us in your word, amen, that the Hebrew boy said, if my God don't do it, it's not because he's not able. And we, amen, that's a word for us to stand on today. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you've done, and thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Lord, somebody need to hear the word. And I pray that through the word that somebody be lifted up, somebody be set free, somebody's eyes will be opened to your light and your holy and inspired word. Touch, Lord. Holy Spirit, hide me behind the cross. Go in front of me and declare your word and speak through the vessel strongly, boldly. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, somebody join me by saying amen. Amen. John the 17th chapter, the 4th verse said, and this is Jesus speaking to the Father. So in your Bible, it's printed in red. I have brought you glory on earth. Jesus talking to the Father. I have brought you glory on earth, finishing the work you gave me to do. I brought you glory, my Father, while I was here on by finishing the work that you gave me to do. I want to use for a subject, getting in your purpose. Getting in your purpose. The word purpose is defined as the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something actually exists. It exists for that purpose. Amen. A battery exists for the strict purpose of charging and helping to crank some other device. It is to give something power. It was created, it was made for that purpose. We were created, that's right, by our Father in heaven, God Almighty himself, for to exist for a certain purpose and to do something. Didn't create us to just exist, to sit still and just occupy space. But there is a purpose. And the reason you're here, you to do something, and why you are here to get it done. But if you're not careful, you'll get to the place where you think, well, I prayed enough, I paid money in church enough, I went to church enough over the years, and it don't seem like anything is happening that I thought would happen by now. They said pay money, and I did it. Okay, where's the harvest? I went to church. Okay, what happened? And so it don't seem like it's working for me. God is not someone that's out there that's sitting around just to grant you your three wishes when you want to use your three-wish card. He's not a genie in a bottle. He's not just there just for you to get something all the time. You need to start pleasing God. You need to learn the word of God, speak the word of God, walk into, that's right, the pathway of God, and start walking in your purpose. In other words, he already told us, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and see, don't all those other things will be added on. But you have to show and speak with faith. You can't just do something and thinking, well, I went to church, and they said, okay, great, did God a big favor? He's supposed to sit back and do a thing for me. Well, actually, all those things that you did is not even extra. That is what you're supposed to be doing anyway. And if you're just doing it just enough to see back, to see what's going to happen, you're going to get something next. Remember, God knows your heart. He knows the intention of your heart. The scripture said he knows your thoughts are far off. What that mean, afar off? God already knew before it even came and circulated through our brain and presented itself as a thought. Now, I'm telling you, that's a powerful God. Why? Because he is the one that created the creature. Amen. Amen. So he definitely knows everything about it. If you believe, then you won't be up all night long worrying about a situation. Certain things that just got you down and got you depressed, you just keep dwelling on and working on it. You need to do like Hezekiah, go on to sleep. Amen. Give it over to the Lord, but you got to believe and have faith when you do it. The king told the prophet to bring me a word, and the prophet took the word before the Lord. And the Lord said, well, what is the word? What is it? What did I say? Remind me of my word. Not because God couldn't remember what he had said. He wanted you to, he wanted to see, do you know it? To speak it. Speak the word into existence. Speaking into that situation. Create an atmosphere for healing and blessing and deliverance. And so the prophet took the word before the Lord, and the Lord heard it. And the prophet came back to the king and told him, he said, the Lord have heard your prayer. Amen. And your request. And see, once God hear his word, when he hears you speak the word of God, he dispatches an angel out on your behalf. Amen. It's just like when you call in the pizza place and you order your pizza. And what they do, they turn around and send one of the drivers. They dispatch a driver out. You call and you need a taxi. And the operator there at the taxi office would dispatch the nearest taxi driver to go and pick you up. God himself dispatches an angel out on your behalf. And in 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, and it says in the 35th, verse, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out. The angel, not angels, but the angel. One angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians and 185,000. What is that? And that's 185,000. And what smote them? What that mean? Knocked them off the earth. Knocked them out of here. And you got to be careful when you're messing with God's people, especially when God's people know who they are, and call out to the Lord and dispatch to the Lord. You better be careful, man. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And so we see here that God, amen, sent an angel, went out there and smote. One angel smote the Assyrians. 185,000 were taken care of just from the word of God. Notice now, it was one angel. Now, once you get born again, angels are ready to go to work on your behalf. Amen. But if you don't say what God say, then the angels will fold their arms because they can only move by faith based on what God's word says. They're not going to just go out there any kind of way because they have seen that an angel got in trouble once before, that they're going out there trying to be bigger than God, trying to be, oh, that's right, trying to be God. And they saw what happened to that angel. He became a fallen angel and fell out of grace and fell out of heaven. So the angels up there now, they know, oh, no, we're not going down that road. So God Almighty, he assigned some angels, and they're ready to go to behalf, but they got to have somebody to dispatch them. And you have the authority now that was passed down through Jesus to move some mountains with the angels. Let me call a witness. The angel showed up and got Peter out of jail. Didn't he do it? See, God's word can get your son. God's word can get your daughter out of a drug house. Are you listening to me? I remember a very anointed evangelist that was in our area. She's going on to be with the Lord now. But she lived a good life, long time. And she had a son. I remember the situation clearly many years ago. And she was a powerful praying lady. And she had a son who had not been home for a few days. And so she got to checking around with some folks he'd run around with, some folks that nobody wanted to say anything. And she found out that he was in a drug house. And she asked, where is it? Nobody wanted to tell her. Said, no, you can't go over there. That crowd will eat you up. They mean, they rough. She said, tell me, where is my son? and the crowd, the church folk, say you can't go there. See, church folk got this. What? How did they become so weak? And so she told them, if you think I'm going to sit here and hand my son over to the enemy, and I'm not going to trust the God that I've been preaching and teaching and evangelizing about, then you don't know the God that I serve. And you don't know who I am now. And so if God be for you, who in the world can be against you? And she went there, knocked on the drug house door, and told them, I come to get my son. Oh, that's my son. And she said, I'm not leaving until he come out of there and go home with me. And they tried to scare the lady, and they did all kind of stuff, and she would not move. And I'm reminded of the scripture that said, I'd be like a tree planted by the riverside and by the waters. I shall not be moved. And the lady, this evangelist, I knew her. And whatever she did, as the scripture said, whatever she spoke, whatever she declared, it prospered. And after a while, somebody said, after a while. See, sometimes you're looking for it too quickly. Now, you just got to hold on to the bloodstained banner. You got to keep speaking it and hold on. And once you speak it, go into a spirit of thanksgiving. But after a while, her son came out of there, and the boat went home. Amen. And no one bothered her in the process. See, you got to get in your purpose and walk in the salvation of the Lord. You already have everything you need to advance to the next level. And the only thing been holding you back is you. You've been allowing the enemy to put his foot on your blessing. You trying to climb Jacob's ladder. Every round gets higher and higher. But if somebody is ahead of you on the ladder, the way you can't step and go up, move up to the next step on the ladder, you need to tell them, say, move out of my way. Amen. And so why keep asking God for more and more on this here level when you're ready to go higher? Somebody say, I'm ready to go higher in the Lord. See, stop letting others hold you back. You won't turn it completely over to God. You know why you won't turn that situation completely over to God? Because you're afraid that God might tell you to leave that person or to leave that hindrance or those so-called friends behind. And so you are weighted down with so much baggage that you can't even move. Your mind is weighted down. Your body is weighted down with stress, and it's taking a toll on your soul. You need to get in your purpose. Get in your assignment. Not in your purpose or not on your assignment, you're not walking in the will of Almighty God. Lately, the number one place God's purpose is not being done is in the church. The churches today don't seem to know who they are. Somehow or another, they lost their salt. And you know, when salt get damp or get wet, it loses its purpose. And so what is the purpose of the church? The enemy said boo, and the church ran and hid. Well, that wasn't your purpose to run. The purpose of the church, I see now the church is so unprepared. Don't know the purpose. No one is out on the watchtower. They didn't see the enemy rising up on them. Nobody on the watchtower. The church had a form of godliness, but denied the power thereof. Well, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of the church? Matthew, the 28th chapter, known as the Great Commission, said, then Jesus came to them and said, listen now, disciples, listen now, believers, all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Jesus talking now. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, and of all nations, not talking about necessarily going in every country, nations, people, communities. That's right, my people. That's right, what I have put here right around the corner from you, right across town, right across the state, right across the country, right across the world. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them now to obey everything that I've already taught and commanded to you. And lo, what you mean? Or surely, you can take this to the bank. You can go to sleep on this. You can rest. And lo, and surely, I am with you always. How long? All the way to the very end of this here world age. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So the mission of the church is to prepare the way for the final establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. The church purpose is first to develop in people Christ-like attributes, and secondly, to transform a society or community or group so that the world may be a better and more peaceful place in which to live. Oh, the world needs some peace now, need to be a better place to live. So we see now what's wrong. The church is not on its purpose. Thessalonians said, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Edify one another. It said, the word didn't say put down one another. It said lift up one another, edify one another. That's right. First Peter said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. Yeah, you're going to look and talk different. You're going to act a little different than the world. You should. Why? Because the light going to look different than darkness. If it doesn't, you won't recognize it as light. And that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody tell God thank you. Hebrews picked it up, said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is doing it. Even back then, they wrote the scripture because they had started to remember there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible says that. And assembled themselves together as believers. And it says that some of them already were doing. But exhort one another. And so much the more, you got to work together more. Lift each other more. Touch and agree more. So when? So much the more as you see the day approaching, that when people start falling away from the church, falling away from the assembly, falling away from doing the mission and the purpose that God created the believers and church, the ecclesia, to do. In the New Testament, the church is to identify the community of believers in Jesus the Christ. It literally means assembly. Like you when you in school, and they say, well, we're getting ready now after lunch. We want everybody to go to the auditorium for an assembly, a congregation, or a meeting. The old folks used to call it, we're going to have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. Come on back to the church for a meeting. And they used to call revivals a meeting. We're going to have a meeting next week. And somebody wrote a song, there's going to be a meeting. Hallelujah, an old-fashioned meeting. Oh, the meeting place, the temple, or the synagogue now, was never really called a church in the Bible. The term church always referred to the Christian assembly, wherever they were. And it was used for both the local community gathering of believers and the overall collection of Christians. Just called them the ecclesia, called out ones, and later the church. Stay with me now. The blessing of God many times have not been manifested like heaven declares it, because too many church people really don't know who they are. Too many church people don't know what their purpose is. Too many church people don't know their legal spiritual rights. Oh, talking about their kings and queens, talking about they the head and not the tail, but operating like a common person and operating beneath what they supposed to be. Amen. You are royalty, priesthood. You are kings and queens. That's right. Stop begging God and declare by your authority. Kings and queens, they declare stuff to be. They speak, and somebody going to go out and make sure it happens. And they don't be begging. They declare things and decree things and sign things, and people go out and get it done. Get in your purpose. Get in your rightful place. We have the authority as a believer. One of the main benefits, one of the big benefits of becoming a born-again Christian. And that's right. Number one is we're no longer headed to a hell. But then also we get some other benefits. Amen. You got God's potential already in you. You already have God's ability in your hand. You already have God's ability within you. And is in God's mind is in you and I. But you have to know who you are. You got to know that you have the authority. But you have held it all back by not being in your purpose. And in other words, the scripture said, renew your mind and use the mind of Christ. You might not value yourself because you don't know who you are. You putting yourself down. You in a state of depression. Don't look at yourself like you should because you don't understand and know your value. That's right. No wonder there's so many killings of young folks and young folks out there taking other lives because they don't value life, because they don't value their own. But somebody needs to go there. But the thing about it, they don't know. Nobody have went and talked to them. Nobody have went and shared the gospel. Nobody have went and told them that God loves them. Nobody has set them down and said, listen, Jesus loves you. Set them down and talk to them. But see, you sitting there, you think you're created just to take up space and to just to sit there, and when you wish something, rub a genie and boom, there it is, and you do absolutely nothing. What are you offering? What are you contributing to this society? What is your contribution? Well, you paid all them, your Lord, if you ever help me to retire, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yeah, you do it, and you turn around. What you do? Go turn around, find another job to go to that's going to take up all your time, and you end up, you still broke, busted, and disgusted because you don't know those whose you are. You don't know whose you are, and therefore you don't know who you are, and you don't know where your blessings and your purpose really come from. And remember, we are a spirit housing a body dressed with a soul. You can't live the life you see in the spirit in the natural. Are you listening? See, you can't live it in the natural, the life that you see in the spirit. If you don't change and give it to the Holy Spirit, you will be left behind. If you allow your mind to live back in the 1960s, then you won't make it. Are you listening? How long will you still sing, we shall overcome? Well, when are you going to overcome? And when you sing it so sourly, just without any kind of hope. And you still sing it and passing it down to other generations, we shall overcome. So are you saying to God that all that he has already done, all this brought you out of shacks and put you into mansions? That's right. All of this he had done, are you telling God that that wasn't enough, that wasn't good enough, that was nothing, and you still going around and talking about, well, they don't know if we'll ever overcome? I mean, when you eat steaks and you got an enemy that can come up and make you think you're eating nothing but a piece of baloney, then your mind need to be renewed. You need to call on God because your spirit is in the wrong place. You don't even know your purpose. Somebody can trick you when you sin, you in a better than what you used to be, and then make you think that you're not, then you better watch. Your door is open. Somebody better go and close the door. Are you saying, that's right, are you saying that the parents for the last 50 years or so who had to struggle so that you can have education, so that you can have things that they could. Now, you saying there that was all in vain and you still out there talking about we shall overcome, You can, I mean, what is this? Look at it today. You can eat anywhere that you like, live anywhere that your money will buy, date anybody that you want to date, drive what you desire, and that's right, drive things and live in houses, stuff, whether you can pay for it or not, you got it. And you don't think you have overcome? You might not have arrived, but you have surely overcome. Amen. We are no longer in the 60s. Somebody out there tell God, thank you. I'm not going backwards. Stop looking in the rearview mirror and look ahead before you run into something. And don't put your children back there. Amen. We have already overcome. Tell God, thank you for what he has already done. That's right. Amen. You're going to have to change some stuff. Amen. You're going to have to get in your purpose. Stay with me now. I only have about 5 more minutes. Stay with me now. What you've been doing before ain't going to work anymore. Talking about each other won't work in this season. Jealous and envious of others won't work. Backbiting and strife won't get you anywhere in this season of time. Being unequally yoked and in the wrong relationship won't get you anywhere. You and both of you go, that's right, can be destroyed. There's a trap set out there. I'm telling you, folks, I've been trying to get you prepared, and you think I'm trying to get something out of you. No, I'm trying to get you prepared for the battle, and so you can be standing in the purpose to receive your harvest. Oh, the enemy is using people close to you to aggravate you, to distract you from your purpose. Going to church just to see what you who you can go there and hate and talk about all next week on the phone won't work. Having two preachers on at the same time, like some of you right now, you have me on and some others on another device, and you're not listening to neither one of them. It won't work. Didn't you see what happened? You got caught with no oil in your lamp, got caught with nobody on the watchtower, got caught with your work undone. See, the devil is wide open now, and you better get your house in order. He is out to kill, steal, and destroy you and your children. And we would need each other this time. We would need each other, and we would need all the hearts to touch and agree and be on one accord. Now, we need to be in the army of the Lord. Amen. It's not that the devil has gained any extra power. It's because the church has lost its power and left the door wide open for the enemy to have a field day. Adam did in the Garden of Eden, left the door wide open and messed around and gave the authority that was given to him over to the enemy. Laid down his armor. He had put down his shield and his buckler. And see, you think you can't have or live your dreams. And see, you have given up. You have given up on your dreams. Remember now, you need to go after your dreams. You chase the dreams. Notice the dreams won't chase you. Amen. And I've been preaching and teaching, trying to get you ready. I'm trying to show you how to run with God and fly over the rough stuff so you won't even have to travel through it. Tell God thank you. And you got to change your thinking, and you got to start thinking kingdom thoughts. All things are possible in the kingdom, because in the kingdom, you are not limited. In the kingdom, you're not limited by what you see. Tell him thank you. In your natural account, you may not see enough, but you have to walk and use the kingdom principles and purpose in your heavenly account. There should be a lot more. And if it's not, then you need to get in your purpose and get it going. And you can't live the life you see in the spirit, in the natural. You can't run fast enough. You need to connect your purpose in Christ. In that process, you will get the answer. You may have to change direction. You may have to get another education. You may have to do a different career, but stop complaining. Stop whining. Stop begging. And get in your purpose and be successful and be blessed beyond measures with good health and do prosper. That's the promise of God on Judgment Day. You'll be judged not only about what you did, but also on the things that you did not do, the things that you were assigned to do, and you didn't do it. Oh, I assigned you. Can't you hear God said, I assigned you to impact others. Why didn't you do it? I assigned those children to you for you to help them develop their purpose. Why didn't you do it? I couldn't, Lord, because I got distracted. Lord, you know I had so much to do. You know, I'm trying to work 2 and 3 jobs and trying to do this. I couldn't do it, Lord. You remember what happened? Yeah, God can say, can't you hear him say, yeah, I remember. You spend more time arguing with a distraction. That's right. You spend more time arguing with a distraction. Oh, you will be judged for the things that we did not do. That's right. The things that we were called to do, that we were equipped to do and didn't do it. Wouldn't do your assignment, didn't do your purpose. Well, we see here in our text, and we're closing, John the 17th chapter, the first verse said, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed. And this is the prayer that Jesus prayed, and I'm going to leave you with this. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son, that your son may glorify you. See, it's here the son, Jesus, he not only, and he wanted to glory. Glorify the Father. Are you out here now to glorify God, or you want to glorify yourself? And the second verse said, for you granted him authority. Jesus said, you have granted me authority over all people that might give eternal life to all those of you that you have given to me. And now this is eternal life, that you know you the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sinned. I have brought you glory on earth. Jesus still talking now by finishing the work you gave me. That's our fourth verse where our text come from. I have brought you glory, Jesus said, on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. It wasn't easy, but you never said it's going to be easy. Amen. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world even began. I pray also for those who will believe in me, Jesus said, through their message, that all of them may be the one, may be one together, Father, just as you are in me and I am. Amen. There's a song, amen, that the William brought a song, said, what's my purpose? What is it, Lord? What is it, Lord, that you want me to do? I humble myself to you. I do what you want me to do. I chose to take a stand. That's where the church is weak. Won't stand. If you won't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And my life is in your hand, Lord. I took self out of the way. That's another problem. You got yourself in the way. Oh, the songwriter said, I took myself out of the way before the throne of grace. Holy Spirit, dwell in me so I can see my purpose. Is there one? Is there one right now that want to come to Jesus? You just come just as you are. Ain't nothing you got to fix up and try to do to come to him just as you are. Jesus will meet you. You don't have to come to meet him. He will meet you exactly where you are in life. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, Lord God, Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life, over my mind, body, and soul. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross. And I believe you rose again and have all power in your hand. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sins, creating me a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me pray with you. God can heal your body now. The power is already there to take care of it and to make you whole. There is power in every sick room. There is power already in every hospital to raise the people up off the bed of affliction. We just need to believe. Somebody need to believe with them. Somebody need to go on their behalf. Believe in the power of God in the name of Jesus. Believe in the moment and not waiting to ask for something. Just know God have already made it yours right where you are. You are going to push past what you see and believe in faith. How bad do you want it? See, that's the question. Are you willing to press your way to a high mark in Christ Jesus? Are you willing now to push beyond that body that has limitations, beyond that house, beyond that business, and move beyond the stressful situation, removing the hindrance and the roadblocks? Amen. Are you willing so you can receive the harvest and everything in the purpose and this time it will stand? Amen. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, bless their going in and coming out. Hallelujah. I declare them well in Jesus' name. I declare them blessed. I declare them in the favor of God. Hallelujah. I declare them delivered. And Jesus have already made them free at the cross in Jesus' name. That's all need to be said. Now, you believe by faith. You don't have to scream, cut, flip. You need to stand on the word of God and say, yes, Jesus, I believe. Tell me, ask the Holy Spirit, and he'll show you your purpose. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
y'all sing, sing.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! But look at it! Look! Look! I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, creams, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken. You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Send it on down, Lord.
Send it down.
Let it come down, Lord.
Send it on down.
I'm Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Somebody out there listening to me might be feeling like me. When you look back over your life, the highs and the lows, Lord, I realize it was you that brought me through. Can I talk to y'all? Listen here. For every moment I can't explain, tears in my eyes, I didn't think that I would live through this pain. Trials and tribulations that came my way, you've been my provider. I realize it's you.
when times were bad, when losing